This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. This is time for the calendar, and there are lots of things going on here. Oh my goodness. There is, let's see, this being the 22nd of August. There isn't too much going on around the 22nd of August, around the last part of the end of August. Not a lot of festivals. There have been a lot of good festivals in the early part of August. But not too much happening on the 22nd, 29th. Don't you be forgetting, though, that there are slow jams in Moscow. They're at the Attic at 314 East 2nd Street. I believe they're on the 1st and 3rd Saturday. So they've already passed in terms of August. Well, not really yet. There might be one at this particular time. See, the 22nd. Would that be the first? That's the 3rd Saturday. Yeah, there would be one. So the slow jam, 314 East 2nd Street in Moscow, Idaho. There are jams all over the place. There's always one the first Friday in George, Washington. That's at the big community center there. And they're having a big bluegrass festival. I want to say it starts on like Sunday the 13th. It runs a week long of various activities culminating in some concerts. But there are bluegrassy type activities all week long there in George. In the town of George, mainly at the George Community Center. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the ensuing weeks, because it's really cool and they organize this thing so well. The George Community Center people are so into what they do. Oh my goodness, they really are. September the 4th, the Blackberry Bush String Band is going to be at the Emerald of Siam. Tell them you heard it on Inland Folk. And if you don't, tell them that, because see, they send me all this stuff, but they don't think I do stuff on them. But I do. So check out the Blackberry Bush Band. And also on the September 4th is the New Horizons concert there. The youth bands, the indie folk bands, the alternative folk bands. And that's a big youth concert there. And that's on Friday night there in the Tri-Cities. And that's at the North Stage there at the Tumbleweed Festival. And then the 5th and 6th, Tumbleweed all over the place. The big main stage, Robin Landis, William Pinton, Felicia Dale, and the Badger Mountain Dry Band will be on that stage. I get to MC that. I think Wes Waddell is going to be backing up Robin Landis, so he's got a gig at Tumbleweed. Hank Kramer will be there, and of course Tom Rawson and all of those folks be there doing their Tumbleweed thing at the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington. The Tumbleweed Festival. This is, I believe, the 18th one. And I have been to all except, I think I've missed three of them. Two or three. All righty. And then September 9th, the awesome, awesome Eric Bibb. I just heard about this, like in the middle of the week last week. And I'm so excited. I wish I'd known about it earlier. Eric Bibb will be at the Bing Crosby Theater. Get your tickets at Tickets West. It may have already sold out, for all I know. That's a Blue Sky Productions thing. Eric Bibb at the Bing Crosby Theater. The most optimistic, uplifting blues you'd ever hear. Makes you feel real good. Alrighty, so check that out. And not too much else going on. They will do the second Saturday sing-along in the Tri-Cities there. And that, of course, will be on the 13th of September there at the Roundtable Pizza Parlor, the second Saturday sing-along. Bring songs to sing if you're an inward songwriter and all you want to do is show off your stuff. Don't go doing that. Not at that particular thing, because it is a sing-along, unless you're writing stuff that people can sing with. But if you're writing kind of abstracty things that don't quite cut it, then don't do it, okay? There are a lot of other jams where you can do that kind of thing. But this is an actual sing-along, and so it has to be, your choruses have to be fairly easy, and so that people can remember them and get that thing going. Alrighty, they do a lot of that stuff at Tumbleweed as well. Tumbleweed Festival. My goodness me. are we here? We are doing Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler again here. Yakety Yaks. See what this looks like. There it is, right there.
Poverty stricken, but still I'm a sticking to the things I know to be facts. One lets feathers and the next day chicken while I'm picking my yakety axe. Everybody says that I never will get far, keeping out of work by picking this guitar, living on a shoestring, putting off things like a shave and a haircut. Money don't matter as long as I scatter a little bit of happiness around. If people keep a grinning, I figure I'm a winning with my good old yakety sound. City folks go around turning up their noses and counting their greenbacks and smelling their roses, but I wouldn't trade my yakety axe even for a T-bone. I'm confessing I never took a lesson. All my notes are a matter of guessing, hoping they'll come out in some kind of manner that'll make a yakety sound. So if you're in the mood and your feet start tapping and you feel laid back and your hands start clapping, then I'll have done what I wanted to from way back here digging my yakety axe. Now, up here.
Walking down the street the other day, and I heard the report of a pistol. A friend of mine says to me, "What does that mean?" Well, I looked up at him, give him something sort of like this. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, he's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Well, sure enough, there's a big crowd around the house now. I walked in the front door, and there's the doctor, hanging around Mr. Garfield's bed. He walked over and took up his pulse. Says, "Mr. Garfield, how you doing?" Mr. Garfield looked up at him and gave him something sort of like this. "I've been shot down, I'm feeling mighty low. Shot down low." Well, the preacher came over, sat down by the president's side. Said, "Mr. Garfield, if you don't make it through this last illness, where do you think you'd like to spend eternity?" Well, the president looked up at him, give him something sort of like this. Gonna make my home up in heaven, good Lord. Making my home up in heaven. That's just what he said, make my home up in heaven. Now, you know, there's lots of folks hanging around there. Every single one of them stayed for dinner. City fella there asked him what he'd have. He said, oh, just give me something pretty special. You can pass around your bacon and your eggs, good Lord. Pass around your bacon and your eggs. And this country fella there, they asked him what he'd have. Said, just give me something I'm used to. You can pass around your ham and your beans, good Lord. Pass around your ham and your beans. Well, after every single dish was done, put away, Mrs. Lucretia Garfield came out of the kitchen. She had a tear streaming down her face, and she sat down by her husband's bedside, and she looked at him kind of intense, and she gave him something sort of like this. She said, Mr. Garfield, if the worst should happen and you should die, would you be willing for me to get married again? Well, he looked at her pretty hard, got a twinkle in his eye. A little smile formed around the side of his mouth, and he looked up at her, give her something sort of like this. Don't you never let a chance go by, good gal. Don't you never let a chance go by. Just what he told her, don't you never let a chance go by. A little later on, I was walking down the street, saw the sheriff. He looked across the street and yelled at a man. He said, hands up over there. Is your name Charles Guitar? Fella says, yep, that's my name, Charles Guitar. Sheriff stuck a big .44 in the man's face and give him something sort of like this. You're the very same man that I want, Guitar. You're the very same man that I want. Handcuffed him, took him off to jail. Oh, there was a big crowd gathering around the jail now. Lots of folks milling about. I walked right in the front door, walked right up to the bars, and sure enough, there's Charles Guitar, the man that shot the president. And he's sitting there looking kind of hangdog. I said to him, Mr. Guitar, how you doing? He looked up at me and gave me something sort of like this. Gonna hang on the 6th day of June, good Lord. Hanging on the 6th day of June. Now that was quite prophetic, that's just what happened. He hung on the 6th day of June. Well, I was walking down the street a little later. Saw Mrs. Garfield, she's all dressed in black, got a big bunch of roses. I said, Mrs. Garfield, what are you going to do with those roses? She said, I'm going to put them on my husband's grave. I said, where are you going to bury your husband at? She looked up at me and gave me something sort of like this. Gonna bury him on that long flowery branch. Gonna bury him on the long flowery branch. Now, you know, this song came from Bascom Lamar Lunsford, the minstrel of the Appalachians, country lawyer and old-time singer from South Turkey Creek, North Carolina. He's not with us anymore, and I'm just sort of representing him, singing this song, passing it on. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. He's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down. He's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield is dead.
Oh, Mr. Art Theme. Art Theme from Peru, Illinois. Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low, feeling mighty low. And, of course, Johnny Cash did a spin-off of that, and that really was from the great traditional singer Bascom Lamar Lunsford, who did a lot of instructional stuff and showed a lot of people a lot of songs. And Art Theme is correct. He felt that he was just his representative. He felt that he was folk music's true representative. And he kind of was, because he did so many different kinds of folk music and so many different lyrics, and he knew so many, many songs. The late Art Theme died of multiple sclerosis and just last May, and I have ask that you accept that I am doing, except when we do reruns, a song a show, at least one song a show, until next May, in homage to Mr. Art Thieme, who, when we think of folk music and what folk should be and what folk is, he really is the real deal, Art Thieme. Alrighty. Kaya Catter, who also does traditional. She's Canadian, but she's traveled all around, and she's got roots down in South, and she does some things like that, and she's all about... There are a lot of these Canadian singers that are in a lot of ways doing Canadian songs sometimes, or they're doing roots music from the Appalachian area. And it's a big thing up there with some of these Canadian folks, and this is one of them, Kaya Catter, or Kaya Cater. And we're going to play from her album. This is an album. It's got some great stuff on it. This is called Southern Girl. And we're going to play it right now, even as we speak.
Change of scene. Head south if you're feeling your homesick heart is reeling, and get yourself a bowl of butter beans. Anywhere east of the Rio Grande gets you a cable in your hand. Fry a mess of fish up on the bank. cross that Mason-Dixon line, leave your cares and worries behind, sit out under a willow tree and think. Head south, are you listening? You don't know what you're missing. From Virginia shores to the Gulf of Mexico, head south to Kentucky, Blue Ridge Mountains if you're lucky. From the Florida Keys to the banks of the Ohio, Ohio. Feel the heart of Texas swing, Dixieland down in New Orleans, Delta blues on the side of a river bank, country soul down in Tennessee, and that mountain music's all right by me. Hot jambalaya in the land of pain. Head south of God Almighty, ain't the thought of it exciting? Crab cakes, cornbread, crawfish, and barbecue. For the few and the many, all the South is missing, man, is you. I said all the South is missing, man, is you.
Mon père aussi m'a marié, guéron là je m'en vais rouler. Un nez civil il m'a donné, je me roulais, roulais. Guéron là je m'en vais rouler, enfilant ma quenouille.
Clark made his mark when cotton was king. And late at night, neath the shiny light, you could hear that banjo ring. And it would ring out for the master who was listening on the hill. And it would ring out for the babies who were sleeping quiet and still. Round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark, until the break of day. When it came out of the belly of that ship of slavery, he was holding to his banjo, but it was not on his knee. Someone said, hey, here's a strong one, he can entertain. So we'll let you keep your banjo, but Clark's gonna be your name. Round and round, old Joe Clark, play it when I say. Hey, round and round, old Joe Clark, or they'll carry you away. And County Clare, he even played for Lincoln once outside the courthouse square. Then he went down to New Orleans, they called it Dixieland. But everywhere that old Joe played, he was still a hired hand. Yes, he was. Round and round old Joe Clark, round and round I say. Round and round old Joe Clark, until the break of day. You could hear that banjo
Daryl Scott banjo Clark. I thought it would fit in with our theme's banjo and Kaya Cater's banjo with her Southern Girl, and then that wonderful little French Canadian thing that she did there. And she's part of the whole new generation that's passing roots music all over Canada. Roots music from Appalachia and on up, the Romeros and all those folks doing that. And there are lots and lots of bands doing that. Oh my gosh. In fact, I think the roots output from Canada is in some ways more rootsy than the roots output from a lot of the United States. They tend to get it all tied up in other things and forget the roots part of it, but that's okay. Well, I think we were doing roots stuff way back in the late 60s and 70s with groups like The Band, people like that, Mason Prophet, and all of those guys. All righty, we have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. This is the last break that we are going to take during this program. And when you think about it, there will never, ever be a third break of Inland Folk on August the 22nd, 2015, ever, ever, ever again, when you think about it. So whatever you learn from this, you probably hear it in other breaks, you know, down the road. But whenever you learn from this, you have to know that it happened on August 22nd, 2015. And whatever happens on that day, because it is August 22nd, 2015, it'll never, ever, ever happen again in exactly the same way. Never. Okay? That's the break. Inland Folk's a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. Here's this one special break. I swear to you, no more will there ever be a third break on August 22nd, 2015. I promise. The break.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Pullman Disposal Service, located on Herald Street, where Washington State residents can recycle TVs, computers, monitors, and other electronic waste. Recycling hours are Monday through Thursday until 4. Details on the electronic waste page at PullmanDisposal.com.
There is a chance of sprinkles and even thunderstorms throughout your weekend, but with the wind and gusts picking up, you can expect to see and smell areas of smoke. Fire dangers are still at a critical level. A high today on the Palouse 83, the Lewis Clark Valley 89. Tonight will remain breezy and cloudy with lows in the 50s.
Little bit of Celtic fiddle coming up. Gabe McVarish. Gabe McVarish is actually Californian, but he studied Scottish fiddle and he wound up going to Scotland and playing music all over the British Isles. Celtic music here is getting harder and harder to find. They don't send it out like they used to. The distributors aren't distributing it. And I just got a note from Green Tracks Records the other day that said they can't send the radio stations in North America Scottish music anymore because it's just not selling, and partly because of iTunes and all of those things. So we don't get Green Tracks music anymore, which is like, it's like the traditional label of Scotland. I'm going to do something about that though, because they have great stuff, and the Irish labels and everything. This, the Celtic music revival thing that was happening in the 70s and 80s and 90s and early 2000s has kind of, as far as the United States goes, it's sort of reached its peak quite a while back. And now it's probably where it really should be. There are no real stars in Celtic music. I mean, of course, you have your Celtic women and your Celtic men and your Celtic thunder and your Celtic this that are sort of built up, orchestrated, lavish production and okay music. It's a lot of visuals. It's a lot about production, not necessarily about how good these folks are as singers and players and all this kind of thing. They're okay, but they're not great. Okay, alrighty. But Gabe McVarish is, and he did a tribute tune, set of tunes to Gordon Duncan, the great piper, who committed suicide due to alcoholism when he was 41 years old. And he was here, actually, in Pullman back in the late 80s. And he was great then. Oh, my gosh. So this is Gabe McVarish. And he is really something. Here we go. Oh, Gabe McVarish, his tribute to Gordon Duncan, the great piper who worked on Dunkeld Records, you know, Doogie McLean's label, for a lot of years, and was on a couple of tributes to various pipers. He was on one called the, what was it called, an a distinction of pipers, or a controversy of pipers. And he didn't really have a lot of output. He had a couple albums on Green Tracks Records, and then he was on a lot of those piper compilations. Died at the age of 41, and that was Gabe McVarish's tribute to him from his album Ecollection. Or as in eclective, Ecollection. I guess it'd be better, not collection, so Ecollection is the name of this album. And it's pretty good. And he's such a delicate, there's so many subtle things going on in Celtic fiddling. I want to play the first track, MSR. We'll talk about it after it's done. But this is just such wonderfully delicate style of what he's doing. Thank you.
shabby shack was holding the ground. He goes that short way every day, looks out on the desert gray. One day he sees down at his feet the sweetest little flower. So many lonely nights, sparkling tear hits his dusty beard. It's such beauty to behold. He drops down on bended knee, can't turn back from his chance to see. He reaches to pluck that balmy bloom and keep it for his own. Desert blue. Surely doomed to die. To this day, if you can find your way past the cactus and the desert clay, you'll see a little well-worn handmade stool next to the ever-blooming bluebells. Desert bluebells. The bluebells are singing, glory be. There's the bluebells are ringing there for me. There's the bluebells are singing, glory be. Thank you.
Gabe McVarish, some Tommy Peoples reels, Irish fiddler Tommy Peoples. And we also heard some tunes that he learned from Angus Grant, Sr., Scottish fiddler. So he hung out with the greats. He did. Oh, my gosh. Stuck in there, was a bluegrass tune from FY5. Oh, my gosh. And they are amazing, this Fingered and Youngberg band. The names of guys in the band, and they're pretty good. And they did that Desert Bluebell cut, sandwiched in between all those Scottish and Irish jigs and reels from Gabe McVarish. Well, looks like we just about wound her up here. Brought way too many CDs. Didn't have to carry so much on my back. I always carry CDs from my house in a Cougar pack with the Cougar logo on it that was incredibly overpriced. But hey, you know, you pay for lack of quality when you have a Cougar symbol on there. And the Cougar symbol is the only quality there half the time. Hoon Jung Shin doing the playlists and looking all kinds of stuff up and doing it just as naturally as you would eat a blueberry muffin in the morning, which is what we both did illegally here in the studio. Alrighty? Okay, if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or call me at 509-332-5047. If you're wondering about the archives, and some of you are, 2015 is totally missing. At least it was when we recorded this show, and we hope it gets back up. It's kind of annoying, isn't it? Alrighty? Anyway, I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and they ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. We're going to play some Pinton Dale next week. Oh, yes, we are, for Tumbleweed. And until then, this show's history. We're out of here. Bye now.